Yeah! What is going on in here?
Got some new faces
We've
in here.
We've got a member of the Pythons. Yep. Cody is on the board. Beto Duran.
Another member
you're the
of
Cisco
the
kid?
Pythons.
Is that what Morales calls you?
The squatter. I'm squatting.
You're squatting?
Yeah, I'm squatting.
That's
all
awesome.
Right. All right. That, we got Beto on the right one?
Yeah, I'm just squatting.
There we
here.
Go.
I have nothing else to do.
Parker's
that's actually pretty,
lingering in the studio. There's a lot going on.
That's
right
a great
now.
Way to put it. I'm a squatter.
Yeah.
He just comes in. That's great.
I took over the Blue Review. I went to Greg's studio. I went to Parker's studio.
There you go.
I said hi to Emily. Roar. And then now I'm here.
Yep. Roars to you, Em.
Roar.
Emily is a scofflaw. She's a fugitive from the law that we'll get to before too long.
Not fugitive.
Well, yeah. Herbalife Parking.
She had an encounter with the LAPD today.
Oh.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Damn,
we'll
get I got a guy.
Early in the morning.
You bet it's got a guy.
Is Cohen, your guy
back?
The same guy as Jorge's guy? Or
no, 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 mine's
guy?
Legit. Jorge just talks like he has
I didn't know
gig.
That you talk as much, you know what, on Jorge as you do.
To his face.
I know you do.
I'm not joking.
I know you're not doing it out of school. I know you're not doing it behind his back, but...
He doesn't like carne asada, which is that's strike insane. 1, 2, and 3.
That's
I, finally. I mean, I've been waiting
well,
for
knew. And everybody's
we
like,
knew,
oh,
but I never understood the angle there.
Everybody's like, vote for Jorge. So I'm like, no, he's not
vote
a nice guy.
Vote for carne asada.
Yeah. You cannot, if you hate carne asada, you should not work here.
Okay,
what's up,
bro? And he's not even here.
What's up, Coach?
Is that our new thing?
Wait, what is
we're
that?
Hissing at one another.
I was going to say, we're doing dodgeball thing.
I love the from
thing.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The cobras, the purple cobras.
Yeah.
Do you know the story here behind the pythons?
Cody and I started
like snakes,
a motorcycle
yeah,
gang.
Yeah, I told pythons. You. I listen to the show in the morning when I go to the gym, and Cody has a python, which I don't believe.
Chuck.
I actually have never seen a picture.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen a picture?
Chuck's camera shy.
Yeah.
Mm. It's going to be on like Shutterfly, Shutter Images.
It's just like when you went to Japan.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah,
believes
say
you.
Getty Images on the bottom of the picture.
Yeah, just in a Snapchat. Yeah.
Well, Slee went to air quotes Japan.
Yeah.
And took a picture of a Japanese ballpark, but Slee wasn't in the picture.
Yeah,
it
went to Little Tokyo.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty, that's good AI because it did look like a homemade picture, but like I would have thought there'd be like a little half Slee face in the
corner.
Do
you know how I know I went? Cost a lot of money. That
sure
why.
Did.
That's why.
Sure
rich
did.
People don't care about that.
Dude, you're talking
you're like
the
Dodgers,
person.
Man.
You're speaking
you're
of, you're going to Dodger
person.
Game today.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm going to Dodgers playing at 12. I have nothing to do. So, Lakers are done, so I don't work again until October.
When you say
a lot
rich,
of free time.
When you say rich people, wait till 1:15. It's get, yeah, you got it's go to the next show.
Point.
The next show would be a little,
little different.
That's a little
point.
Different.
Well, John spends a lot. So,
did you guys see Corporate Greg and Cappy last night during the Dodger game?
Why don't you start your show before I get off on that? Before I bring
right
attitude.
Behind home plate. Literally, like the batter, catcher, umpire, Cappy.
I did see Cap on social put that up. So is that, do we know the story behind that?
Cappy capped.
No, here's the thing. So they're Mary Hart.
Yes.
Right? So that's where they're at. They're
Dennis Gilbert.
Right there, that seat.
I think they were go-go seats. Like those were, he's not a couple to the left or the couple to the right. I think they were exactly
they're
go-go
right there.
Seats.
So the replay's on right now on Sportsnet, right? So it's the beginning of the game. So they went in later on, which means they either snuck in or somebody gave them the tickets or something. Like you can't just get into that area because security's tough in that area right there. What my problem is Cappy going, hey, anybody watching the Dodger game? He tweets it out like, come on, bro. You've been there before. You know what it's like. You're supposed to let somebody else identify you. Hey, is that Cappy? Oh, yeah, it is.
Thirsty.
It is.
Awesome.
Oh, exactly. He, so thirsty.
His tweet should have sent something like, oh, I accidentally tweeted this. Something like that. Just like Cap. What
no,
do you
somebody takes.
You got to slow play it. Because somebody would have recognized
they
it.
They did. And you. That's when you retweet them like, yeah, that's me. Here's the view. Boom.
I missed him by a half an inning. So I was watching a game. And then when Yamamoto finished his eighth inning and he was dapping up everybody in the dugout, right?
Game
I'm like,
was already
okay,
over. There's
he's
nothing
out.
To watch.
The,
yeah.
The only remaining question was
what's
whether or not he was going to throw a complete game. Dodgers, even with Alex Vezia, we're not going to give up 6 runs in the top of the ninth inning.
And it wasn't a no-hitter. Right. He got that off.
Right. We got that done early. So I turned it off literally after the
don't
top of the eighth inning.
Don't ever doubt what Vezia can and can't
right?
do.
Oh. Then I wake up to, here we go. There he is, Greg. Yeah, you got to slow play that. You got to slow
you,
play.
You got to see Bergman. I expect that, dude. I'm here. All right, Cappy. Better than that. You're a Super Bowl
pretty good seat.
Reporter.
I've never sat in that seat.
I got a guy. It's Dennis Gilbert, Mary Hart, and then a section.
Mary Hart's more by the Dodger on deck circle.
Yeah, that's where Boris is at.
Yeah.
So by the and Boris is off the screen.
Boris is over
Mary
there.
Hart? Can you explain? I mean, who she is?
Do you not know who Mary Hart is?
No. Tell
she
me
used to be Entertainment Tonight lady.
Yeah, she was the host of Entertainment Tonight for 30 years.
I don't know.
I bet it was.
I just know who you know how I know who she is? Because people always say that's Mary Hart's seat.
Yeah, she's married to a very famous person. His name, I believe, is Burt Sugarman.
So is she always just there behind
that's
the
her seat?
Huge yeah. Dodger fan. She's there almost every single game.
Yeah. And Dennis Gilbert
Tuesday night?
Used to be a... Yeah. Dennis Gilbert used to be an agent, and he was part owner of the White Sox.
Yep.
He's a big baseball fan. He actually
Larry
went to Gardena
King,
High.
Larry King used to sit in those seats, too, for a million years. Yes, you know
so
Larry
the issue
King.
Is Iowa. The issue is that he put it out there rather than somebody
exactly.
else saying, hey, Cap, we notice you're behind home plate.
You know, his
you
tweet
can't
also
get any
is,
closer.
Is anybody watching the Dodger game right now? Oh, I don't know, 51,000 go. It's the best team in baseball. No, nobody's watching.
Well,
that
here's,
right
the,
now.
No, here's the thing. The that's the key there is, Trav, you're a good example. You stopped watching at that stage of the game.
Yeah.
No, but he tweeted like in the sixth inning. But even then, though, you're not watching whoever's playing in the NBA playoffs right now, whatever teams those are. You're not watching that. You're watching the Dodgers right now.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Okay, you don't count in this equation. You're also watching Euro League with something in Germany. That
no,
league.
I don't have the pass for that. If I had it. If you got a guy.
Jorge's got a guy.
Is there a link that I could get to the Turkish league?
Yeah. The Australian league.
I can see you like having a Turkish league basketball game on in Lake Arrowhead at what I don't know what the time difference is, but like at 3 o'clock in the morning, taking down.
You're
two
gonna swing the
teams.
Ball or no? What kind that's of basketball great. Is this?
They're on Prize Picks. We do it.
Right? That's right.
And you're the you best. Would have action on the game. Translate.
So here's this. Yesterday, I heard a little bit of the Cappy show, and he said, "Oh, I'm going with Bergman. Prize Picks. I'm going Yamamoto over six strikeouts, and Ohtani.
5 Ks yesterday.
Ohtani over." Half of a home run.
Okay.
I went against Cappy. Winner, winner, baby.
Yeah. You won both. You won both
Look,
of those.
Even if a guy is the best home run hitter in baseball, that's 50 home runs, right? Give or take.
Yeah.
That means there's 110 games where he doesn't hit a home run.
So that's why you I was watching the game from? Yesterday, to see if Yamamoto would get that other strikeout.
That's her shot. That's Oral talking about, what was he saying? He's like, do you know they're going to lose 50 or 60 games this year?
So,
did you like this one yesterday, Trav? Quick game, right?
I love the quick game.
Yesterday, fourth straight game, the Dodgers have gone 225 or short.
Yeah, so they've had some really
you
want
to hear
games.
The weird thing? So go back to Monday night. The first three innings took an hour. Okay,
did they really?
The last six took like an hour and 15 minutes.
Jeez.
So they've gone 211, 219, 207, 224.
Yeah, they're just that was the game where the Marlins hit a bunch of home runs and the Dodgers. So home runs take a little bit of time, guys on base, all those things. And then after that, nobody scored. Just cruised the rest of the night. Nothing should be longer than 2 hours and 20 minutes. Nothing. Not a movie, not a TV show.
220 is good.
Not a baseball game.
Not a roast.
220
is per. An hour 20 is a very short movie.
220.
Oh, 220. Okay, yeah,
220. No, 220 is that's a good, that's...
And if you come in at
under
an hour and 50, great.
You win.
Yeah, 120 is too short. Too short. So
what
laws did you break?
Okay. I did.
I am. Thanks for letting me sit in, by the way.
Technically. Okay, maybe I did. Okay, whatever.
Oh, here
All
we
right,
go.
Here's the story. I'm going to go get Starbucks at a drive-thru near where I just moved. So going to get drive-thru again. And this morning I was like, do I get Starbucks at the drive-thru or do I get Starbucks downstairs? I
can what drink time in the morning in. Is this roughly?
6:45.
Okay.
When I'm leaving the house. And so I get through the drive-thru. I'm kind of done with the drive-thru at around 6:55. So it doesn't take me very long. I turn left to go to try to get on the freeway. And I see a cop car coming out of an establishment onto the.
What kind of establishment were they coming out of?
It's so funny calling an establishment.
Kid you not. They're coming out of a donut shop.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I am not.
That's great.
I am not joking.
It's also in the morning. No judging in the morning.
Everybody goes to
donut shops.
Yeah,
they weren't coming out of 24-hour fitness.
They were working. They might have been on a call. They might have been on a call.
Christie's Donuts. It's going to be one of those. Yep.
They come out of Winchell's. And so.
Oh, well, throwback. They're real guys.
Old school. Yeah.
So going, and I'm in the right lane. I am not speeding. I am, because I'm approaching a four-way intersection to get onto the freeway. And so I'm, you know, being minding my distance, obviously knowing that there is a cop car behind me, and then I see their bloop, and then just like little, like they're not like flashing, it's just on. So I'm like, is that for me? I'm like, I'm just gonna pull in the gas station just in case it's for me, and then it was for me. So then I stop my car, I get my license and registration, all that good stuff out, and
she just starts pumping gas. Just pretending.
Are you
I'm gonna
scared?
Go get beef jerky.
Are you nervous? Are you like, I know I didn't do anything wrong. I'm wondering what, like, curious? Like, what's the emotional state of Emily?
I'm more
at this
curious.
Point?
I'm okay. curious if it happens to be that they're like, did you know that you have something hanging off the side of your tire? Which is that thing I still haven't taken care of.
Okay, well, that's mostly my fault at this point.
Yeah, so because you didn't bring the hot glue, even though I reminded you.
You did. I dropped the ball on that.
So I was like, maybe it's that. And then they're just going to, hey, did you know that you have this? Like, go on your way. I thought it was going to be some sort of like, go on your way. Here's just something that's happening with your car. And so comes up to the door and they say, I'm stopping you today because your taillight's out. So it's just a warning.
It's
and
a
I'm,
fix-it ticket.
It's a fix-it ticket. I'm okay.
You have a guy better?
I was a little nervous.
All you do is just go to YouTube, take the thing off, and boom.
Yeah, do you want to do it for me?
Change the bulb.
Well, actually, I've done that too, actually. I think I know. Is it the like, it's a little light
it's
bulb.
It's a little bulb.
It's a bulb.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly probably could do it, so I am pretty handy.
You must have a new car.
What, are you taking off the quarter panel like a NASCAR crew?
Yeah, because I bought my, like, I've always had a little bucket, so you got to work it on yourself. You can't go to the dealer with a 15-year-old car.
No, you go to, like, whatever, like, what's it called?
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly, and get the bulb and screw it
exactly,
in.
Right? Yeah.
I'm trading the car.
Yeah, but like, but new cars, it's harder to take them off and the panel.
They want you to
bring the car back to the
exactly.
dealership. That's all they're asking.
You can't just take it off anymore.
But either way, this is my first time I've ever been pulled over in my life.
Kind
ever?
Of
oh, ever wow. in my life.
That's good for
Did
you.
Did you get your driver's license at 16?
Permit at 15, yeah.
Good. Okay, so you've been driving for 10 plus years.
Yes.
This is your first, the cops want me to stop driving.
I believe that because Emily is a law-abiding citizen.
But
Her
heart started pounding right then.
Yeah, I'm like,
never been
knows?
Pulled over, of course.
Maybe I was having a Travis somewhere where I was going too slow. But
that was a setup, by the way. Yeah. I still feel like the Arizona Highway Patrol, that's entrapment.
I have gotten a, like, you know, robo ticket, you know, where they have
red light thing.
Not a red light thing, but it was in DC. They have speed red lights. So if you're on the highway in DC, they can get
bull.
You. But yeah, my first experience was very nice, and they are freshly eaten donuts, and it was great.
Is there a timeline on when you need to get this fixed?
Make sure you get it as soon as you can.
Okay.
If you get stopped, here's our little receipt.
Yeah. So you have the receipts. You're like, hey, they already gave it to me. I'm good.
Yeah.
You got a good year.
Did you happen to see what donuts they got?
No, I
she
did
said
not see.
Jelly. No, like, yeah.
The guy comes out
to her car while he's eating.
Wiping the powdered sugar out of the corner.
Yeah.
And
it was like two guys, too. So one was monitoring my car while the other was like going.
Okay, was it an older and a younger?
No, they're both actually pretty young. They're both pretty good looking.
Sprinkles.
Oh.
They're getting sprinkles.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you like, so what do you guys got going later this afternoon? You guys, when do you get off?
One was like, I hope you have a better day. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
It already is.
She hopes she gets pulled over again.
Yeah, she's
going to Travis asleep.
She's pulled out of that same parking lot every morning. She's going
to
knock out the other taillight.
Oh,
like, usually, she keeps stopping by the donut shop. She's like, guys, look.
I'm
a girl
and bridesmaids.
When you go through like the southern town, there's your taillight's broken. Like, no, it's not. And the guy takes his stick and he smashes it out. Emily's going to be smashing out her own lights. Hoping that these guys come by and stop her.
You guys want to go to the Mandy's? I got a plus one.
Yeah, my plus one's already taken.
Not if they're...
Oh, really?
Oh, my friend's visiting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you have a cop on the side, let's go.
I thought
go.
Maybe we'll get Claire again.
No. My best friend, Chandler, is visiting. She looks exactly like me. So it'll be funny for you guys to meet her because we interact the same and we look very similar.
All right.
And we always got confused when we were in college.
So like a double Emily situation.
Yes.
Double M.
I like that. You're going to the Dodger game later today?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the tickets to go down.
All right.
Right now they're $15.
How much?
$15 for the cheapest one, a top deck.
You need a loan?
No, it's just the principal.
$15.
Well, I'm not working till October, so yeah.
But also, it's not getting any more expensive. It's going to get just cheaper.
No, but the prices always go down. The thing is, it's the principal, because for day games, you're not going to stay in your seat because it's too hot.
Of course.
You got to be in the shade.
You got to get in the shade. So buy the cheapest one and then move down.
What's the strategy? So what time's first pitch today?
12:10.
12:10?
Yeah.
How late do you buy them?
I don't care. I have nothing to do today, so I might as well just go.
You just need to be under that canopy on the third base side.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, anyway, but the thing is, you buy the top deck, which is the cheapest, and you walk down. And then the point is, The point is, it's $30 to park no matter what. So I want to buy the cheapest ticket.
Can you take the bus? Like from Union Station?
From LA, when we take the bus.
Well, now you're talking about like 15. You're looking for the $15 ticket to go down to 12, but you're going to pay 30 to park.
It's the principle of buying the cheap ticket on a day game when there's going to be nobody there.
McCourt's got to give McCourt.
McCourt's getting his money either way.
McCourt the money.
Look, I have no problem spending money. I'll spend money like all day. 3 martinis, sir. Please, por favor.
By the way, that looked good the other day.
Chandon, like what I sent to you.
Yeah, that looked good.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so it's a...
I like the, you know, you stick to your principles.
Because I'll pay for good stuff, not baseball. Because it's, you can move around to a better seat.
How much is that ticket? 15. Make it 14. You got a deal.
Hey, man, I'm also the guy when they're like, man, Beth, I love your suit. Yep, Hollywood suit broker, bro.
I got a funny story about not exactly that, but something similar to that. You're going today. Yamamoto went last night, and Dave dropped a name on him that I think is really interesting. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee.
Beto's I just got free tickets sent
the
right
Python's here.
Python's here. Amaya, Beto, I will send you 2. Let's go. DuranSports@gmail.com. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Done. There you go. Now buy 2 parking passes.
It's free.
Hey, easy there.
It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. And for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Then you got to get the Apple Watch.
I don't wear watches. I don't own a watch.
Put the
I don't have a wallet. I don't own a watch. No.
I inspired you to get your steps?
No, you inspired me to keep
to look at it.
So now if I don't get 10,000, I'm like, damn it, Travis is going to be
10,000 is a lot of steps.
Well, it should be.
Was it 5?
It's close to 5.
Yeah. Well, because I run, I walk a lot. So I'm like, I can't run as much anymore. But that, yeah, it's, you now, inspired me to.
Put it in your back pocket when you play golf. You'll get the 10,000.
You were training for a marathon.
I was training for the marathon, then the meniscus tore, and then they're like, don't do that. It's bad for you. And then that's it.
Cody, when was the last time you got stopped by the cops?
Don't count.
Last time I got stopped with the cops, I was with my dad.
But you're 16 years old.
Were you driving? Your dad was driving?
Yeah, and he let us off. It was like right by Christmas, and he was like, go buy your son a Christmas gift, and he let us off.
Oh, that's nice. How old were you?
No, I was like, it was like probably like a couple months back. Oh, okay. It wasn't even that long ago.
Mean streets of Walnut over there, guy.
Cody got thrown into the slammer.
Yeah.
You said you got a speeding ticket not that long ago.
Yeah, probably within the last year or so. It wasn't even like, there was no, you ever in that position where it's like,
you said
I know
you were
going
way too fast.
Here's my ID. Here's my insurance.
Oh, you're that guy.
Let's keep it
moving.
Do you
negotiate?
There was no conversation.
No, I drive the speed limit. My daughter says, old man driving. I said, you want to drive in 2 years? You better pay attention right now.
Like, I got caught.
Hey, AAA loves me. Yeah. Like all that stuff, man. Yeah. I'm the defensive driver. All this. If as much as I drive, no. Because I got one ticket for running a red, even though it was yellow, when I was like 21, and I saw how high my insurance
went. Oh, it goes through
the roof. Yeah. After that, I've been super. I've never had a car that drives fast anyways.
I'm not surprised that you're a slow driver. Yeah. You and I have some similarities.
Oh, very.
Susan was like, seriously? Like,
I wouldn't say slow, but I know I'm not a speeder.
Are you 65 on the freeway?
No, like 75.
Okay.
Yeah, 75.
But then again, when I was
75 is good.
70 tops.
Like my first car was a Volkswagen Bug, so I couldn't drive fast.
No, those only go like 60 miles an hour.
I was lucky to get that. I was like, do I get on the freeway?
He's got the gas, the pedal all the way down. It's like, that's all I got.
Cody, why did you laugh when I said 70 tops?
70?
That's more than enough.
Oh my gosh. I'm like 75, like the slowest at the
Sleaze, what's his name? Lewis Hamilton over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. You fly?
No, no. Well, the CHP felt otherwise.
Okay, here's the, if you're doing a long drive, right? You're driving out, your son has had games in Phoenix or whatever it is, right?
Sure.
Sometimes you have those, and this happens
to me.
Those
are the ones he didn't get kicked out of. This,
by the way, proud moment, Dad. Love this, that.
We got, anytime you drive down to San Diego, there's the point where you're basically out of you're out of Los Angeles County, you're out of Anaheim.
That's a speed trap.
Going all the way to
Camp Pendleton's waiting for you,
right?
They're waiting for you right there.
That's the pocket that I got hit.
That, of course, because they're like five CHP just going, ooh,
was there
money,
an eight
money,
in
money.
In the
that's where they're making their quota. There was an eight.
There was an eight.
That was a bad one.
Did you, when the lights went on behind you, were you like, damn?
No, I was like, I deserve it.
Well, no, I understand that, but like,
they caught me.
Right.
But it wasn't, damn, they caught me. It was like, you're an idiot, you're guilty. Like,
and
it was
only
that.
Two lanes. Like, that's the part.
No. We had, that area, you got four lanes.
Oh, there's always construction down to two lanes.
Yeah.
But I can sleep with flying. I'm not really trying.
I don't
like
fly
you
often.
You know what the best part is? When Dodgers Friday night, when I used to cover them,
yeah,
they have the fireworks. And Em, you'll love this.
Oh, right.
They would have the fireworks, and that clubhouse, it was, all right, guys, you don't need me. Boom. Players were just running out, right? And you would see them. I would literally leave at the same time they would and come to the studio to do the editing that I had to do instead of being stuck in the firework parking lot.
Sure.
And you talk, that's back when the players used to park by where the media was at. And they would, guys were, boom, boom, Mercedes, Corvette, just gone.
Especially at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah. It looked like Indy 500 for those Friday games.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there in one piece. We're going to get there safely. We're going to get there incident free. You might get there 10 minutes before me, but I'm going to get there.
Yesterday. That's the motto of the Pythons right there.
We'll get it stitched on the back of our jacket. We're going to get there, .. eventually.
We drive the speed limit.
Oh, yeah.
No. My son, when we go to their games, right? It's always like, okay, it's an hour away. We leave 15 we leave to build for traffic.
Sure.
Never. Can't you just drive faster? No. You leave earlier to make sure you're in the parking lot ahead of time. That way you avoid the traffic. In case there's a fire department that pulls over, traffic, wherever they are.
No one has ever been disappointed when they arrive early.
No.
There's no downside to being 15 minutes early. None.
Stress-free.
Right.
That's why you get here for what? 10 o'clock? Should you get here at 5 in the morning?
I get here about 7.
That's usually the time you text me.
The moment he gets home.
I send you my grid about 6:15. That's usually what it is.
The moment Travis gets home, he gets his sushi and then he starts driving back up for the next day.
Emily, you know what? I'm going to vote for you, producer of the year. Because
Fine.
This
Who
show,
else would you vote for?
Well, I was going to vote for anybody else. But I'm going to vote for you now because I just realized right now this show has had such an influence on my life over the last 6 months. Because I now walk.
Okay,
I try to get steps. And I go to get supermarket sushi.
Amazing.
And
so I don't know if you should be voting for her. Those are all his things.
No, because Emily's the one that encourages this on the show.
She does.
Or just Travis says it.
But it's your show.
Okay. What do you mean
it's
just say it?
It's their show.
It's your show, Emily.
I tell you to say, hey, say the sushi thing.
No, I know you don't. But Al's point is that I'm the one that's eating, by the way, I'm starting to get a relationship with the new sushi guy at Albertsons.
Is he changing now?
They changed it out. The old guy is gone. They brought in a new guy.
Yeah, but you said it wasn't about the guy. You said the fish wasn't as good.
So it's growing on me. But yeah. I went in there yesterday again, and it's a woman, the new person.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me, and I look at her, and it's like, you're in here a lot.
Well,
and
she knows you.
Yeah, I am. And I'm in there within a 10-minute window of the same time just about every single day. It's like, what if she said?
She's like, I heard you don't like it. What would you do?
That would be amazing.
Your reputation precedes you.
I almost asked her for a special order, and I'm like, dude, you're in a grocery store. Just what's there is there. Just take it.
No. You can do that.
I might do it today.
You can do that.
I might do it. I wanted a spicy tuna roll, and they only had spicy salmon.
They had that at Dodger Stadium. Yeah. They have a sushi box. I might get that today.
But my real influence on you would be if you would go to a movie. If you saw a movie in the theater, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's more down her lane.
I tried to go to a movie.
Which one?
It's called The Long Game. It's a movie about Mexican golf.
Oh, yeah. I saw that you posted about it. Someone asked if I'd seen it yet. I don't even know where it's playing.
Oh, it was playing everywhere. It just wasn't playing at the time.
It's not playing
at the Alamo. Well, where?
The Alamo Draft House. This is where I go.
It's got membership, bro.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a country club.
AMC didn't have it at the time I wanted to go to. I'm like, no, I'm not going to go at this time. So, no, I haven't gone to the movie.
I would see this movie. Here's the I'm looking at the IMDb page for The Long Game right now, and two things jump out at me. It's about golf.
Yep.
And it's an hour and 52 minutes long.
Yep. Cheech Marin, one of the executive producers, was based about kids in the Rio Grande Valley that started a golf team. And, you know, they're Texans. And
Gosh, Cheech looks so different.
It was a 1950s right racism down there, and they started their own golf team, and they ended up being state champions. So I knew a couple of kids in the act, a couple of the actors. I got to know them, and then that's why I wanted
to watch
it.
Concept. Like that.
Have you not seen it yet?
I haven't seen it because I can't find a time I like, because I like matinees.
Better, we may have a problem.
What?
I'm looking at this trailer. Emily, what's my pet peeve with sports movies?
Too corny? Like,
no.
Nostalgia?
No, I can do okay corny. That's not
They can't golf?
There you go.
These
golf swings do not look like
golfers. Well, they're replicating the 1950s.
Guys knew how to swing a golf club in the 1950s.
Remember, well, the best
line, if they won the state championship, they'd swing a golf club like that.
One of the best lines is
you're kind of wearing on me on that. I feel you.
Yeah, like, the racist country club
do a basketball.
Owner tells the Mexicans, Mexican American kids, on the phone, I thought you were American. He goes, we are. We're from Texas. So that's the concept of the story.
Like, the reason Hoosiers kind of worked is because Jimmy Chitwood could knock down jumpers. Yeah. He could shoot.
That's like Wesley Snipes in any sports movie is not good.
I will tell you this.
And Woody Harrelson in White Man Can't Jump was because he can play basketball. Yeah.
LeBron needs to move his elbow in.
In Space Jam, there were some moments where he could move around.
All right, Yamamoto. Dave dropped a compliment on him.
Okay.
Feels a little early. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lipa Duo?
Yep. Dua Peep.
What?
This is your girl, Dua Lipa.
Did you ever get a chance to watch her performance on SNL, Slee?
Didn't see it.
I would recommend it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
What was her name that you said?
Lipa Duo. Which will also lower your cholesterol by 5%.
Sounds like taking
twice a day for
Lipitor
2 months.
Or something like that.
Man, they try to get me Lipitor. I just recently had my physical at 45.
See?
And all my levels were perfect, right?
Okay.
And then they're like, you have a history of diabetes in the family, my mom.
Okay.
And they're like, your levels, they could be going towards high. And I'm like, are they or not? They're like, no, you're fine. But we should just get you on the loop. I'm not taking.
Don't
first
do
of
it.
All, you know first of all, I don't said, take any medicine
you know they,
at
you
all.
You know they should have told you. They should have said, "Listen, we're trying to hit our Lipitor quota for the month."
That's exactly what it felt like.
So can we just push this on? You don't even have to take it. But
so I went back and looked at the thing. I'm like, I'm on the right in the middle cuss. Everything else was fine. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, don't take that.
Don't you want to stay off everything for as long as you possibly can?
Absolutely.
And then when you have to take something, and then it's I'm on one thing, and then you go on one thing as long as you can.
Oh yeah, I'm like, no, I just want to eat ice cream every day.
Tell them that you take the sushi cure at your local grocery store 3 days a week.
I don't eat sashimi. I don't go rice.
I can have a little bit.
Nah, I don't like it. I like the rice
for
something else.
If you don't like it, that's a different thing.
No, I go the rice for something else.
Yeah.
The Mexican rice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Do you mix your beans in with the rice?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Like a good Mexican.
Yeah, and a little salsa on top, a little chopped onion.
Well, you do
a little cilantro.
Yes.
A little lime.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
That's a great, whatever you just, the concoction of, I don't know whether that's in a tortilla or not. Give me a bowl of that and I'll eat that all day long.
Why are you quizzing Beto? Beto should be quizzing you.
No, actually,
it's the other way. Travis is the Mexican on the show.
I was making sure I'm doing it right by making sure that I had it right by your checklist.
I'm making sure I'm doing it right by watching you.
No, look.
Mi amigo.
I know my way, migallo. Oh my God, Beto. I was driving in, I got off the freeway the other day, so I'm coming through the east side of town, right? And I drove by this thing. I don't know what they were selling. I don't know what the store was for because my Spanish is not great.
Uh-huh.
but there was a big ass rooster on the side and it said Migayo on the thing.
That's awesome.
I don't know what that means, but Beto has called me Migayo and it meant something about a chicken or
it's
a rooster.
It's like a term of endearment, like you're my guy, you're my stud, the stud.
What does it have to do with a chicken or a rooster?
Because when you go to a derby, a cockfight,
yeah.
El Gallo Grande, like the one standing at the end, like that's El Migayo. Okay. So like that's
Did
where
I drive by a cockfighting emporium?
No, you didn't. You just went by a Pollo Loco, bro. Like you're but like Otani. Otani is Migayo. Like that's my guy right there.
Okay.
Like, that's my dude. Like the champ, the best.
So what did I drive by?
Food.
I don't think so. It didn't look like a restaurant.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. Like, if you asked me to say, what do you think that was? It looked like almost like a mechanic.
Probably. There's a bunch of those on the east side.
I know.
Those
but
roosters.
All right. So like in the back behind the
transmissions? No. Those ceramic ones outside, right?
No, it's painted on the side of the
Maybe
wall.
Maybe they just like chickens.
Yeah, because in there, like you know, the cockfighting rings that are out there. Like you go to the derby. It's big, man.
There's tickets. You need a couple tickets?
No. First of all, you.
No, I ain't doing that. Yeah.
I am not hard pass on all that stuff. So Yamamoto last night.
Stud.
Eight innings. And in complete, other than when this happened. So let's start with this, because this is pretty funny. Do you believe in the announcer's jinx?
Nope.
No.
Well, let me try this on for size. This is Greg Amsinger as they're wrapping up MLB tonight, I believe, heading into last night's Dodger game.
Don't take this the wrong way, but we are already a no-hitter alert. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, before he throws a single pitch tonight against the Marlins, we have a no-hitter alert.
Okay.
Enjoy what could be a no-hitter from Yamamoto.
You know Jazz when your first pitch.
Right here on MLB Network for Herald. See why I'm Greg. We have a no-hitter alert. Enjoy this game live on MLB Network.
Boy, you're crazy.
It's in the major leagues to establish himself as that guy. Dodgers looking for a sixth straight win and a 13th out of their last 15 after they took the first game 6-3 last night. Yamamoto comes home and off we go. And the aggressive Marlins get a first pitch swing and a high fly ball and a home run.
There goes a no-hitter.
Jazz Chisholm on the first pitch.
So obviously, Amsinger is having a little fun because Yamamoto's been dealing, right?
Yeah.
I think he hadn't given up a run in 15 innings. He's just been absolutely dealing.
Stud.
No-hitter alert, which if you're an MLB Network fan like I am, occasionally in fifth, sixth inning, they'll start to flash like, hey, there's something going on in Philly or Oakland or Minnesota or whatever. And he put it on before the game. First pitch, Jazz Chisholm, bang, into the right field
Hilarious.
Seats.
They had it. The no-hitter, the alert was on and everything. Okay, here's why I don't believe in those, and I know this happens all the time. We hear it.
You're NBA, a smart guy.
NBA all the time. He's hit 27 free throws in a row.
Right.
Clank. Problem is, they said he hit 15 in a row. They said he hit 19 in a row. They said he hit 24 in a row. That by the time they got to 20, it's going to eventually happen.
There is no jinx because the players can't hear you. The only one I believe in is in the dugout when the guy's throwing a no-hitter and you talk to him like, hey, you got a no-hitter? Like, no. They can't hear you.
Does every pitcher, just looking back and like, were there pitchers that like, yeah, I don't care. You can tell me whatever you want.
Some don't care.
It doesn't matter.
David Wells is the one that was like looking for someone to talk to as he was throwing his perfect game.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the pitchers, on the day that they pitch, you do not talk to them. I'm talking about your teammates. It's like they lock in. You don't talk to them. A lot of guys are like that. Other guys are bouncing around the clubhouse talking to everybody because they want to not pay attention to what's
coming up. They want to just like it's a regular day. Yes, I'm taking the mound. It is what it is.
It depends on
who it is.
Your belief in who it is. For instance, I was a superstitious baseball player.
Yep,
I was.
You're supposed to be. Don't touch the lines.
And don't touch the lines. And I was in the camp of if I have gone into the fifth or sixth inning and I haven't given up a hit, I don't need you to talk to me about it. Yeah. I don't need just leave me alone.
The baseball gods hear that.
Just let me be by myself in this moment.
Yep.
My senior year of high school, we're playing John Muir, right?
Yep.
Go Apaches. We're playing the Mustangs. And I have a no-hitter with two outs in the top of the seventh inning.
Way.
We're at Arcadia High School. My
you
catcher
told me the story. Yep.
And best friend on the team, Ted Pilmer, what up, Ted, comes out to me and goes, I know you believe in this stuff, but you're going to do this. You have a no-hitter. Get this guy out.
Oh, come on, Ted.
Bang. Base hit right up the middle. No-hitter gone. Next guy out of the game. One hitter. It's a good day.
You still talk to him?
I haven't talked to him. Not because of that.
Since
I haven't talked to him.
He hasn't talked to him since.
But he shouldn't.
I was furious.
Like, what are you
furious.
Doing?
Furious.
Okay, but you said some guys.
But he knew I wasn't
I know. But if you're...
You don't bring it up if you're on the field.
If you're in a situation like that, and you're going back to the dugout, and you're in the seventh inning, it's no-hit baseball through seven, right? You got two innings left to go. Do they not want you to... Are there pitchers out there that are like, hey, you can just talk to me normal, just don't talk about the game?
Leave me alone.
So it's one or the other.
There's certain guys or certain ways.
Because isn't it become more heightened? Aren't you more aware of the situation by just being left alone in a
corner?
Well,
think about it. Asleep. Guy, Sasha Vujicic, right? Yep. Hit those big free throws for the Lakers.
Yep.
If somebody came up to him like, hey, Sash, don't miss.
Yeah, these free throws are important.
Or, yeah, exactly. Sash, this is the biggest one you're ever going to make.
Sash's going to make it.
Leave him alone.
Okay, what if they're going up to Sasha and they say, hey, after the free throws, you're guarding this guy. Nobody's going to care about
You're talking
that.
About the game.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. We can talk about what I know what I need to do. Look, I've been out here the whole game. I haven't given
I know
up
what's
any hits.
Going on.
I know what's going on.
I know nobody's
on.
Reached first.
Yeah.
Like I've been paying attention. I'm in the zone
fine.
Right now.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that guy?
Never got one.
Now, there is no announcer jinx because Vince Scully would say no hitter all the time.
No. Mm-hmm.
Like some announcers are like, they're doing a disservice to the viewer who's checking in right now.
They'll say something. Well, there's something going on here in Anaheim.
There's something special.
Yeah. Well, don't look now.
What's special? That there's people in the crowd?
Yeah. They.
Why'd you pick Anaheim?
Just off the top of my head.
I don't know if there's anything special.
Just off the top of my head.
We'll tell you in the break.
What do you say? What Dave say? You're saying about Yamamoto?
So Dave said that he's turning into, quote, that guy.
Okay.
What he means by that is the guy that you just give the ball, we're good tonight. Mm. We're good tonight. Kershaw was that guy for a long time. Walker Buehler was that guy for a long time. Ohtani.
Sure. Verlander, Max Scherzer. Yep.
All those guys.
It's one of those like, hey, bullpen, take the night off.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah. And worst case scenario, I'm going seven innings and giving up two runs. We're good. I'm Gerrit Cole, right? We know who they are. Sandy Alcantara. We know who they are. Little premature, no?
Yamamoto still needs to adjust to the United States pitching. And usually... pitchers that come from Japan or Korea, the first month is different for them from what I've been told because the ball's different.
The baseball's different.
So they have to get used to the slickness of the ball and also the routine.
Umpiring.
Umpiring, knowing the hitter. So usually the first month is like Yamamoto didn't start off hot right away.
And they started in Seoul, which is a completely different dynamic in itself. Element.
And you got to adjust. And then once you do get, I thought he was going to be more like in June, July, when you're like, oh, this dude is the dude.
Well, let me just go off what you just said. I think that... you could already start having the feeling of when this dude gets the ball, probably there's a good chance he's going to go seven innings and you got a good shot of winning this game. I think what you're talking about is that guy is very specific. That guy,
it means
I don't think you're saying that about these pitchers that we just talked about a month and a half into their career.
Yeah.
I think that's the point.
That he hasn't been terrific. It's not that he wasn't terrific last night. He was.
You want to let it marinate till July?
That guy is Luka. That guy is Jamal Murray. I mean, Tatum. Like, that guy is those studs. He can be that, but I don't think he's that yet.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he can't get there eventually. I'm not even saying by the time we get to September and October, if you're lining up all the Dodger pitchers, if he's not your first opening night, send him out there, number one guy, he's been better than anybody. Okay. It's
great to have.
It's early May.
But he's not Glasnow right now.
He's not. But you know, that stuff changes.
Yeah, of course.
And it's super fluid. But Glasnow has pitched in the major leagues for several years. Yeah, to know that this isn't him being out of the ordinary, it's just he's healthy. Yamamoto's still really new.
Could it just be Dave Roberts excited about, damn, look at
this
dude.
He's been around a long time. I don't think he, and he's pretty strategic. He's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, Dave knows what he's saying all the time.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but I'm saying that I don't think you should label Yamamoto that guy yet because it is too early and let's you
can unless even, he's seeing
you,
something else.
You can even wait till his second year in Major League Baseball after the playoffs and be like, guys, do I have to say anything? Or is he just watching somebody saying, I've been in baseball long enough, he is going to be that guy even if he's not that guy today.
That's a good point.
I think that's it. It's guys, I know that he's only been here for 6 weeks. He's that guy. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing the ball come out of his hand.
He's the dude.
This is not... hey, he's tricking. This is, he's nasty as you know what.
And it's only going to get better.
No one's going to touch this guy. And this is the beginning of being that guy. This is not let's see what the league does. But it felt premature. Doesn't mean he's wrong. It just felt early. Ask Cody. You sticking around for a second?
Wait, is Ask Cody?
Well, I want to do like a little hybrid, maybe. Maybe we'll do a little.
No. I want Cody.
You want Cody? Yeah. All right. Ask Cody questions only about the pythons, maybe. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. All right, Code, here we go. We're going to start with Ivan in Monrovia. Of course, Cody is in for Jorge today and is a member of the Pythons. They go straight to the top of the Ask Slee list. Ivan in Monrovia writes, hey, Code, do you know about these three random items from the 80s or 90s? If not, try to guess what they are. I'm just going to go in order. Do you know what POGs are?
POGs?
P-O-G-S. P-O-G-S. You know what POGs are?
Nah, he's too young.
Okay, we'll help you out. Do you know what a slammer is?
He's too young.
Slammer like jail?
No. Not like
fair,
jail.
Hey, fair questions. How's he supposed to know?
He's too young. That was like elementary for us.
No, yep. Pogs.
Emily, you're shaking your head as well.
The only thing I know about POG is when I was in Hawaii, it's a passion fruit orange guava.
That's exactly right. And that's where it comes from. And they had little characters on the caps of those things that became collectible.
And you put it in a container.
You put it in a sleeve. It was like a sleeve that got... And you'd play, you'd use your slammer with the POGs, and then you're basically competing against somebody else. Yeah.
You
got to
have the big slammer,
whatever.
I do know what a Pez dispenser is, though.
That's the next one. So you know what Pez is. Pez is from like the 50s or 60s.
That's like cultural.
Yeah, they used to make like Power Rangers ones.
Yeah, little candies.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd come out of your neck, which is always kind of weird. And then lastly, do you know what dialing *69 on the phone have done?
He doesn't even know what a phone is.
No, he doesn't know what a payphone is.
Is that like to put your phone number unknown?
No.
No, that's *67, I think.
Yeah, *67.
Do you know what
like
*69 was?
That's to call someone back. They called you.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, okay. So somebody calls you and hangs up on you.
Is to hide your caller ID.
Okay.
So they prank you. Like, did you just call me? Who's this? It's so like when you would call a girl and her brother answered and you hung up. Like, oh. And then they call you back. Like, damn.
Ow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want him for homework.
All right, let's do Raider Rubin here. What'd you do if you woke up tomorrow and it was 10 years in the past? And you were your younger self, but still had your current memories and experience. What'd you do? You're 10 years. You're in. How old are you right
so
now? 21.
I'm 16. So yeah, right. I'd be 6.
Yep. 21, so you're 11 years old, but you have today's kind
today's
of
memory,
current.
Today's memory? 11. Honestly, I wish. I always played sports when I was a kid, but
Buy
I always
Bitcoin.
Played basketball and volleyball. Mm-hmm. And those are two sports where you need height, which I do not have. So what I would do if I were younger, I would actually play individual sports. So like tennis, golf, or anything like that.
You don't need the height.
Where I don't need the height and you just compete against yourself. You just got to be better. You got to get better yourself. So I would do that. Honestly.
You better tennis player or golfer?
I don't play tennis. I'm a better golfer.
Okay.
I wish I could get into tennis though.
Yeah,
Cody, tennis is fun.
Yeah.
Cody, I'm disappointed in you, man.
What's
you
up?
Do is you tell your dad to bet everything on the Super Bowl and you make a bunch of money. Did you not watch Back to the Future 3?
Do you?
Come on, Biff.
Biff Tannen.
Yes.
Beto where do you think Beto was going to go with this?
Because the question was, he still has his memory. So he knows what every game has
That's
ever
true.
Won.
Yep.
And he can go and you can bet.
11,
yeah, you're in good shape right there. Yeah. Maybe get the swoop up a couple properties real quick. You know, this you're in good shape if you do that.
Then you have the butterfly effect. And you don't know what's going to happen.
Then you're owning a casino
but
in
then
Hilldale,
you got money.
And it's on
but
from there.
But you don't know who's still alive in your life. Maybe somebody dies because you're getting into gambling, and then, you get in the wrong crowd.
Let them die as long as you got the money. We're good.
That's true.
Just put all your money into Sherman, right, in, like, March 2020.
Good idea. Yeah. Good idea.
All right, Daniel Tapia asks, Cody is at a Dodger game, and the fly ball comes his way. He's holding a beer in one hand and nachos in the other. Does he try to make the Jumbotron and make an amazing catch? And, like, again, which do you sacrifice? If you have to sacrifice one to catch the ball, the beer or the nachos?
The beer. I don't drink, so. I would try and catch it with the beer.
Hand it to me.
Catch it with the beer.
Oh, I've seen that. My rabbit hole is people literally catching foul balls. They're using.
I'll make it
cup.
On Sports Center Top 10 if I catch it with the beer.
But if you have a helmet nacho and you're catching it with a helmet nacho,
that's true.
That's also pretty.
Nah, that splatters.
Assume it's just your hands are full with something that
I got great hands.
Yeah,
but they're full.
They're full. You got something in both hands.
Something's got to drop.
You got supermarket sushi in one hand.
What are you giving up? Because for me, this is easy.
Who's hitting
the ball? Take
it out of the way.
I'm getting out. I'm keeping
30 on beer.
You can have the ball.
No,
I don't care.
It depends who's hitting.
Yeah, though. Ohtani.
Oh, then I'm letting go of everything and I'm catching the ball.
Okay, Gavin Lux.
Yeah,
Wait, are you sure?
I'll let the next person.
Are you sure you can catch it, Cody?
Yeah, I'll catch it.
Tony Homer's coming in there at the speed of light. It's going to knock your hands off.
To the Dodgers security team, I'll be like, "Hey guys, it's right here." Don't worry.
When you say Lux, you got to take out minus yesterday. It's a foul ball. It's not a home run. Okay.
He finally got one.
I know he did.
First one in. Well, he missed all of last season. Aaron Palmer writes, "What's your three-piece combo at a Mexican restaurant and a Chinese restaurant?"
Three-piece combo at a Mexican restaurant?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that at a Mexican
restaurant. So your three-item combo.
Oh.
He's with me. I got the burrito every time.
He's going to get it.
I would get
you stay out of this.
You get what?
Flautas.
Okay.
Taquitos?
Okay, taquitos.
Yeah.
Taquitos?
I'd get probably a carne asada plate.
Good job.
Okay.
A lot of food.
Is that two?
That's
things?
Two. You got to put one as enchilada, taco.
I got to get rice with that.
Well, that's not. See, you guys go together.
We'll hang out.
Yeah. You guys go together.
Exactly. Not me,
my God. We just backed up our relationship 5 years, Cody. This is a disaster for you.
But the Chinese food three-item combo, I was hitting that like no tomorrow.
What's your Chinese combo?
Half and half, beef and broccoli, and orange chicken. Go simple.
Half and half the chow mein and the rice.
Yeah,
that's
no kung pao. Huh?
Thirds the rice.
Double rice. Still only two things. This is just
wasted on him. He doesn't know any better.
Side too. Get him in.
One last one, Christopher Holmes. You're stuck on a desert island with Chuck. There's no food for either of you. Do you eat Chuck in hopes of staying alive long enough to be rescued, or let Chuck eat you because you're a good snake dad?
Whoa! Well, first of all, sick people out there.
Sick. Sorry, who asked that?
Christopher Holmes.
Blocked.
Christopher Holmes, you must think I have a choice. Chuck is going to take me out. There is not really a, Chuck is...
You couldn't sneak up on Chuck?
No, absolutely not. Chuck's always
big
ready.
Rock, you're on
Chuck's
a desert
always
island.
Awake. I've never seen Chuck sleep.
Do snakes... This is probably a stupid question. Do snakes sleep? They got to, right?
No clue.
Sharks, I don't think. I think they just keep moving. I don't know. I'm not a... who studies animals? Zoologist.
A marine biologist.
Yeah, I'm not...
Isn't your
I'm
mom
not any of
animal?
Those things.
She's a veterinarian, so she doesn't study snakes. She does dogs and cats. And,
horses, too, right?
She used to do horses and cows.
Lions and tigers and bears or no?
No lions, tigers, nor bears.
I love that game.
She studied agriculture at Penn State.
Oh.
That three-item combo thing is going to stick with me for a while.
This kid doesn't know any.
It's going to really.
He needs this show.
Really
oh, look at this.
Sleepwa needs this show.
People sending us pogs and slammers right now.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, by the way, thanks to your listener, Frank Amaya,
who
sent me tickets for the Dodger game. So I'm out of here, guys.
Oh, you're done?
I mean,
game didn't start.
Unless somebody wants to send me a parking. Maybe I can
stick around and wait for parking.
Anybody got a parking pass for Dodger Stadium?
That's why not? Actually kind of genius. He used the show to get what he needed, and now he's like, well,
no,
it's
I did
in
it.
The game. Perfect.
Frank Amaya's in the YouTube chat.
Perfect.
He owns Frank's Row House in Temecula.
Nice.
So appreciate you.
There
man.
You go.
Thanks to Frank. Brian Windhorst has thoughts on the Laker opening and who might be a candidate and who might have some input. That's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. And NextGen is the official AC heat and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans. That's right. NextGen is the absolute best in the biz. They've got thousands of five-star reviews online to prove it to you. Here's the thing. We had the whole safety and tune-up inspection at my house a couple of summers ago. It's unbelievable. They come out, they diagnose the entire system. They're going to throw in a free air filter for you as well. Just $44. But you got to call 833-3-NEXTGEN. 833-3-NEXGEN. It includes water, plumbing, heater, AC safety inspection. So prioritize the safety of your loved ones at home. And guys, I think we finally turned the corner. It's going to be warm. You're going to have that AC running from now until, I don't know, Thanksgiving. So why not get it tuned up? Get it ready to go with the great folks at NextGen. They're going to get out to you fast, too. They're going to get out to you faster than just about anybody else. 833-3-NEXGEN. 833-3-NEXTGEN. Or visit NextGenAaronPlumbing.com to schedule online.